simple one and new. Tiny hands reach for life, fragile and so true. They said, here's your sanctuary, a place to ease your fears. But shadows move in silence, and trust dissolves in tears. Oh, who do you call when the healers fall? When the hands meant to save build the coldest walls? Broken angels dressed in white, stealing dreams under cover of night. How can the innocent survive? Broken angels and neon lights, turning hope into endless fights. In the sterile battlefield where battles shouldn't start, we placed our faith in strangers with the keys to fragile hearts. But evil wears a gentle face, and monsters know no bounds. How do we protect the weak when trust cannot be found? Oh, the scars they leave too deep to heal, and the cries go unheard beneath the steel. Broken angels dressed in white, stealing dreams on the cover. Cries go unheard beneath the steel. Broken angels dressed in white, stealing dreams under cover of night. In a world where love should thrive, how can the innocent survive? Broken angels and neon lights, turning hope into endless fights. Machines will hum, monitors glow, but the wounds of betrayal still grow. We trusted the hands that swore to care. Now we're left with questions and despair. Will the future bring a brighter dawn, or just more nights where angels are gone? Broken angels dressed in white, stealing dreams under cover of night. In a world where love should thrive, how can the innocent survive? Broken angels and neon lights, turning hope into endless fights. Neon dreams fade into gray for the tiny souls who slip away. The lights still hum, but they don't see the price we pay for misplaced belief. Broken angels in neon halls, who will stand to catch their fall?
And welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Oh, I'm your host, Mr. Villain. And as always, alongside me is Gigi Luigi. And today, our show is a very tough one for me to do because there's so many implications into this whole particular situation. But we're going to do it anyway because I feel like our audience really needs to hear about what's going on. And when people hoop and holler about racism and bigotry and all the things that we've been saying for, what, 400 years as people of color, people are like, and a lot of people are just really quick to be like, you know, oh, that's ridiculous. It does not happen. You're living in a parallel universe where racism exists. Here, it doesn't. But I'm going to tell you that it does. And I'm going to go into a situation where there's a lady who, I mean, there's, it, for me, when you mess with babies, old people, just the stuff that the vulnerable people of our society, you should be tarred and feathered and thrown underneath the jail and have the jail built on top of you. That's how I feel about it. So I'm very passionate about this situation. But our podcast episode today, guys, is Angels or Demons? A deep dive into trust, abuse, and accountability in the healthcare system. And what I will tell you is I've had people go into hospitals and never come out. And from our family, it always seemed like that was when the hospital was death's door. If you go to a hospital, you're probably not coming home. So this is, like I said, a very tender subject or topic for us. But what we're talking about here, guys, is a situation where there is a nurse. It's just a lot going on. Gigi, have you heard about this particular thing that's been in the news with this particular nurse and what she's been doing to little babies?
I haven't heard about it until you brought it up to me the other day.
Really? So yeah. let me introduce us all to the situation. So what we try to do here, guys, is we try to bring you some laughter, some gentrial, some fun, some facetiousness, some behaviors like that. But there are times where we feel that we really need to present to you the news, the facts, the evidence, the stuff that's right here and right now. So in our higher point today, we're challenged with a situation where questions are unparalleled. So, and as we dig deeper into the stories shaping our world, today's discussion hits at the heart of trust, ethics, and accountability in healthcare. What happens when the person sworn to heal and protect you becomes your enemy, the one who harms you? We're exploring the disturbing case of Erin Elizabeth Ann Strotman, an NICU nurse in Virginia, accused of crimes against the very infants she was entrusted to care for. But this isn't just about one person. This is about systemic failures, vulnerabilities, and how we can and must do better for our most fragile patients. So what's the hot mic on this, guys? This case is the ultimate betrayal. It's akin to a firefighter setting a blaze instead of extinguishing it. So when trust is violated in a setting as sacred as a neonatal intensive care unit, which is what an ICU is, the consequences aren't just physical. They ripple out to devastating these families, undermining public trust and shaking the foundations of our healthcare system as if it needed any more shaking. So, Gigi, so what's going on? Is this deranged, crazed piece of dog shit of a woman was found breaking the bones of little African-American babies, their fingers, shoulders, their feet. So they found seven babies that they are 100% aware that she broke their bones, like on purpose for no apparent reason. But there are many, many more that exist in this wing of the hospital. So the hospital knew about this. The situation was going on, and they allowed it to continue because they didn't have enough evidence. So they let like Jack the Ripper on the streets, knowing that Jack the Ripper was ripping people apart in a sense. And then all of a sudden, when the families came and said, "Hey, my baby's bones were broken too." And the families are the ones that started putting two and two together and saying that, "So what did you experience? And what did you experience? And how are these connected?" So the families brought like a criminal lawsuit against this lady. And then because of the pressure from the families, the cops stepped in and put this woman in jail where she should rot for the rest of her life. But what it does here is it makes everyone uncomfortable with the situations, because those are your most vulnerable states. Gigi, have you ever been to a hospital?
Of course I've been. I had my appendix removed. They almost killed me. I don't know what happened, but I went home. I was on my deathbed for about a week, came back, and when they were treating me again, I think it was either my mom or it was my mom's friend. One of them stepped out to take a cigarette. When they came back, they were like, "Yeah." They said something like they weren't expecting you to survive. So I was like, "Yeah,
cool." Really?
Yeah.
Come on, appendix?
Yeah, I don't know what they did. I mean, like, so when I got discharged, I was like 15, didn't really know anything about like how surgeries are supposed to go. So I just thought like I was healing, but I had mm-hmm. affection in my chest that, and they pushed like 2 pints of pus out of my chest.
Oh,
and okay. Yeah, I survived. So here I am.
I mean, that's a serious infection. Your heart could have been, wow, it's crazy, man. But see, that's the thing, what I'm saying. Like, one of my deepest, darkest fears, and I'm going to share with the audience because it is a fear of mine, and I'm okay with that. I don't, you know, you can stout your fears out, but our doctors, because who regulates them? And they can just like fuck around and find out on your body and just not do what they're supposed to do and fuck you up for life or cut off the wrong leg. I mean, I watch it stuff like this all the time on TV about doctors doing malpractice, and they're never held accountable for it because, God forbid, we tell somebody they're doing a bad job and that they need to pay for the bad job they did. That's why they don't hold doctors accountable. But these guys can charge you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for botched surgeries. You remember? You ever seen a show called Botched? It's on, I think it's on Lifetime or A&E, one of those shows, one of those networks.
No. Where,
okay, so it's plastic surgery's gone wrong, you know? And then these doctors go in and they try to fix it. They try to fix the, you know, they cut off half your nose or your fingertips or whatever. I don't know. It's a lot of stuff. But it's crazy. But back to the situation, dude. I mean, if you had a baby and this is the most loving time of your life. You're having a baby. You're with the person you love. You guys are excited. The baby's a newbie. He's a newborn or she. And you come to find out that the nurse is supposed to be taking care of your baby while they're growing in an incubator or whatever the case may be, because it's a preemie baby, is breaking your baby's fingers and breaking your baby's toes and just like breaking the shoulder blades of your baby. I mean, what do you think, DJ?
That's just ridiculous.
Isn't that insane?
Like, so how long are they, does the mother stay in the hospital?
Well, like, it just depends. Like, sometimes it's probably normally about I would say between 3 days to a week if everything is okay. You know, a lot of people have been dying. Mothers have been dying post-mortem after they gave birth to babies, and it's been a big thing. But I think they're getting better at it, but they usually stay about a week.
Wow. Like, these babies, like, they're so, like, I just don't understand how somebody can stomach being able to do that. Like,
that's fucking.
Sometimes I crack my finger the wrong way and it makes me go, ugh.
Just to hear the crack of the bone.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, like, when babies are first born, you got to be super careful because their bones are still very valuable. Like, you can hurt them and not even realize you hurt them. And then there's a soft spot on the top of their head where the cranial bones don't even forge just yet. So that the first 6 months is so critical to keep them, you know, warm, to keep them from danger, to keep them from, you know, even if they stand up and try to walk before they're due to walk, you can get them bowed legs from the weight of their own bodies on their, you know, precious little tiny bones.
Yeah, that's so soft.
And then this fat white, I'm sorry, this dirty bitch is going in here for whatever stupid reason she deducts why she's doing this, is going here and breaking the bones of little preemies, these babies that just came, you know, to the world. And I'm sure she's going to be like, oh, I was tortured as a child and I just want to inflict pain on people. What the fuck is the person's problem with this, something like this? So it's just crazy to me. And let's not forget, when someone like Strothman makes headlines, it casts a shadow over the thousands of the NICU nurses saving lives every single day. But we have to ask, are our systems doing enough to detect and prevent these kind of outliers? Because you're going to have a lot of people that, and these people are psychotic. They're fucking crazy. And they want to be in the police departments. And they want to be in the hospitals and the medical fields to do these kind of things so that they can go unseen. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's the way we hire people. You know what I mean? Because I'll say like this, because you're a first responder. When you went into the military, you had to take tests. You know, it was very rigorous, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're not just going to hire you if they think that you're unfit, right, to serve the country. They're going to be like,
I mean, if you make it to boot camp, they're going to want to at least get the money out of you, whether they have to kick you into like doing something stupid like shoveling shit.
Shoveling shit. Cleaning the latrine like this bitch should be doing. She shouldn't be a nurse. There's got to be some place where someone stepped in and be like, yeah, this is probably not going to be with you, you psychopath. But it is what it is. So in this case summary, Aaron Strotman, 26, was arrested in January of 2025, so this month, on charges of malicious wounding, child abuse, and neglect after several newborns in her care were found with fractures and unexplained injuries. So the NICU overview board is that NICUs serve as a sanctuary for the most vulnerable patients. These units rely on the highest levels of trust between medical staff and families. Historical precedents, Lucy Letby, UK 2023, and I've heard about this one, was convicted of killing 7 NICU babies. Her case exposed loopholes in monitoring healthcare professionals. And then there was a guy, and I heard about this one too, Charles Cullen in the US, a nurse who exploited systemic failures to harm over 40 patients, exposing critical gaps in oversight. So this isn't something new. Like, there are literally nurses and some doctors who only took upon this profession to hurt others. I mean, is that even fathomable to you, Luigi? I can't even think like that. Like, how do you
do that? It takes a special type of sociopath and like psychopath. You know what I mean? Because being a nurse and a doctor, it kind of sucks. It's very stressful. People die on you. I'm not saying all the time, but you know, enough. Especially if you're a surgeon.
Where you'd be like, God, yeah.
Yeah, so like, a lot of them like bear a heavy toll, but then to do something like this, like...
That's crazy, man.
Again, like to be able to like, how do they sleep at night?
And you gotta...
Hurting a baby. I don't even like watching kids get hurt in like a TV show off camera if I knew...
Or like at the park, I'm like, oh God, are you okay? Like, what the hell, are you? Where's your mom and your dad? Let's go find them. You got to think of it like this. Those babies normally fit in your hand. Like, they're like that small. Like, I would say like a little puppy, because I don't have kids, but they're very, very small. They fit in your palm and their fingers are like little toothpicks at that point. And they're very small, you know? So if you're over there and you're endangering their lives or, you know, whatever you're doing, that is the most craziest stuff I've ever heard. And to think that there's that many people that have been convicted of these crimes, it's not a one-off. This is like a three-off. It's like there's been three that we know of. And then there's been countless nurses who've tried to kill their patients, who've injected bleach in the IV bags, like just crazy stuff, man. So, but there are places that do help out with this kind of situation. One of which is called Zero Abuse Project, focused on prevention and education in cases of child abuse, including medical settings. And then there's one called Nurse Watch, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to ensuring accountability among healthcare professionals. But it's so hard to sue doctors and nurses these days. Like, they have the toughest unions and insurance that money can buy. Not that that's going to bring your friend back or your mom back or whoever they decide to mess with while they're in the hospitals. But like I said, that's like my biggest fear, man. Going to a hospital and just not coming out. Isn't that crazy? It's just nuts to me. So there's an expert opinions on this and why this happens from a lady named, she's a doctor, Dr. Laura Patterson. She's an ethics specialist. The balance between vigilance and paranoia in healthcare is delicate. Over-surveillance can lead to fear-driven mistakes, but under-surveillance allows predators to thrive. Yeah, because nobody wants to be seen breaking babies' fingers. You just want to say that, hey, I didn't do that, you know, unless it's on videotape.
Do they have it on camera?
They don't have it on camera for her, but they deduced that she was the only person on the watch that day when all these little babies, you know, had a broken thumb, broken finger, broken toe. And babies, I mean, they're fragile, but they don't break like that. Not like
that. Yeah. So what is her defense? What the hell is she saying?
She hasn't... From what I understand about this case, she's been like, mum's the word. She's saying she didn't do anything wrong. She's saying that these are just coincidences. But at right now, there's 9 of these weird coincidences that she's being alleged to have done. And there's a multitude more that they're trying to place on her, but she's saying she had nothing to do with it. So, but the pros of increased scrutiny on this is that implementation of stricter monitoring systems can deter future misconduct. Greater accountability builds long-term trust in healthcare institutions, which we know. The cons on this, though, Luigi, over-policing medical staff may create a hostile work environment affecting patients' care. Families could delay seeking medical help out of the fear that exasperating health crises. I would also tell you, and a thing that I would think that might help, is you know how we make the police now wear those body cameras?
Yeah.
I think that, why not make the doctors and the nurses wear body cameras? What do you think about that?
Yeah, like recording the surgery and whatnot to see like if they did anything wrong. They left a pair of scissors in
you. Well, because doctors have left like tools in people's bodies, like scissors, scalpels, like everything, you know? So, but could these injuries have occurred naturally due to the fragility of preterm infants? While vigilance is essential, false accusations can destroy lives and careers. So, I mean, there's a lot into this. And I think with this particular lady, I think she fucking did it. I think she's a nasty pig who fucking did it. I think she should be put behind the ball of the jail, because anyone who's messing with little babies, I mean, that is fucking disgusting. And whatever they give her, she deserves that times 10.
She looks like the person who would too. Have you seen a picture of this bitch?
Yes. She looks so fucking unlovable. I mean, she's got the face that only a mother on some kind of drugs could love. I mean, she looks like Grimace with a perm. She's horrible.
Yeah, that's good. With bangs, you know?
Yeah, with bangs. Who wears fucking bangs? Like, I mean, who's doing that right now? That's the 80s, man. And she looks like what, she's like 20-ish in her 20s or early 30s? She's
26.
26. What a piece of garbage, man. And this is the kicker for me. And it's not just because I'm African-American, but it kind of is. She's fucking with like little black babies. What the fuck is this? These kids, these preemies, these, you know, underdeveloped children are all African-American babies. So what the fuck is that about? No laughing aside, but is this bitch nuts? Like, she's fucking crazy, bro. God, I wish that somebody would just put her in a fucking closed room with Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson better, since he's still alive. And just let him just rip into that bitch, like bite her fucking ears off. Anyway, but the statistics on the studies, a 2022 pediatrics journal study found that less than 1% of child abuse cases occur in medical settings. But the psychological and systemic damage of these cases far outweighs their frequency. 85% of the NICU families surveyed reported heightened anxiety about the safety of their newborns post the scandal. So, and we've seen this before. You remember, I mean, you know who Simone Biles is, right? Of course. She's like the most Olympic medaled, you know, what is it called? A gymnast of all time, right?
Yeah.
Her and a lot of her American crew in the Olympics that were female were being molested by their gynecologist, the guy who was, you know, set aside to help them, their medical doctor with a medical license, and he got 176 years to life once the trial was over. And it didn't ruin their lives, but like, and when Simone Biles went to Japan to medal, she got the benzes, which is when a gymnast is off balance and she can't, you know, get her focus, like with her, where her feet are and all that stuff like that. And then she had to leave the Japan Olympics. But all that was because of all the stuff that happened with her gynecologist. Like these people who were paid very, very well to take care of you in a hospital setting, and they're just doing the most depraved things to people. Like, there was a dentist who would like carve his initials into patients' like gums. And there was a gynecologist who would burn his insignia and moniker into women's vagina, into their like their uteruses. That guy, I mean, this is like, where do you find the time to be a sadist? Like, it's just crazy to me. It really, honestly, is crazy. But I mean, what would you do, GZ, if you found this stuff out? Like, And you already know about me. I'm not sure how you are about hospitals. How do you feel about hospitals?
I mean, I'm not, like, against them, but I can definitely see why people would be. Yeah, you know, I understand. But no, it's not really anything that's bothered me.
No? Okay. Well, that's good. You're better than me.
It's more but I don't like going because, like, it's a ripoff. More as opposed to I don't like going because, like, I feel like they're trying to kill me. I also don't trust that they're actually all that experienced. Yes. They spend 12 years in college, and a lot of them still get a lot of stuff off of just WebMD. It's like, bruh, I could do that.
Yeah, I could have done that. or they go another step further and say, oh, well, Black people don't have any sense of pain. So let's just... Which a lot of them still believe this. And these are the new doctors. I think we and I have talked about this before on one of our prior shows. But only 40% of healthcare institutions conduct regular psychological evaluations for staff working in high-stress environments like NICUs. Despite advancements, surveillance measures such as real-time video monitoring, which I was talking about, are implemented in less than half of the U.S. NICUs. So it's a situation we're aware of, but we're just not doing anything about it. But a good solution is mandatory annual psychological screenings for all NICU staff, introductions of parent-accessible live video monitoring inside the NICUs, and nationwide reporting systems for suspected abuse accessible to both staff and families. Because in this particular situation, Gigi, the hospital kind of knew she was doing it, but they didn't stop her. Why? Because they were scared of being sued, I guess. So it was the families that came in and be like, nah, this bitch has been breaking bones. This breaking bones bit. Let's get this bitch out of here. And that's why she was arrested. It wasn't the hospital.
No, I know that. I know it was the family's concerns. I've been doing a little bit of research, and they're trying to say that it wasn't racially motivated. It was only Black babies, right?
It was only Black babies.
It's kind of hard to,
in Virginia, how many Black babies are in Virginia? I mean, I know Virginia.
That's all of them. Right there. All the Black babies. Right there.
Knock on wood. And that's horrible.
Didn't make fun of them.
This bitch deserves to die. Like, I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I'm not a fan of the death penalty, but bring back that old firing squad. Let's stone this bitch to death. It's in the Bible. This bitch gets stoned. And I'm not talking about smoking the maja. This bitch getting stoned with them fucking sharp-ass stones outside my goddamn house. You know? Let's throw that bitch into them motherfuckers. But, you know, all facetiousness aside, how is this not racially motivated? She didn't pick any white babies. She had no Asian babies in there. Because Asian babies will fight your ass back. I'm just kidding. They won't.
Well, there are no Asian babies in Virginia. Let's be real here.
Who fucking lives in Virginia? I'm sorry. Look here. I'm not saying it like that. It's very beautiful in Virginia, and you guys are amazing.
I actually love Virginia.
Huh?
I actually love Virginia. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, we're talking shit. We're just talking shit. We don't want any hate mail, guys. We're over that. Can't we move forward, kumbaya, that bitch? Look, Virginia's a beautiful place, but you guys are a lot racist. You guys have racist doctors and racist nurses. Can we do something about that? Aren't we? Isn't this 2025? Can we just stop being racist for like 5 minutes? And stop fucking with Black babies, you weirdos. I'm just kidding. I don't want to overstep my bounds. Because in Virginia, they still believe in having those muskets. Those fuckers are forming a militia real quick on your ass. My God. So anyway, the Aaron Strothman case reminds us that trust is fragile. Once broken, it takes immense effort to rebuild. As much as we want to believe healthcare workers are angels, they are human. And fallible. It's on us as a society, as advocates, and as families to demand better safeguards. Let's be clear, the overwhelming majority of NICU staff are heroes, and they are. But the existence of even one Aaron Strothman demands action. Because remember what you always told, one bad apple will fuck up the whole barrel of bad apples. You get what I'm saying? So the lives of the most vulnerable depends on vigilance, not complacency. If we don't act now, how many more lives could be at stake? I mean, and like you said, who is this bitch? I want like a complete record of where this bitch has been. I want trails. I want Columbo on this motherfucker. Where the fuck is Matlock? Let's figure out where she's been at. How many babies she's fucking broken bones. I'm guessing this didn't just start in Virginia. I don't think it did. How long has she been? Does it say how long she's been out there doing this craziness? Is it just at this hospital?
I would assume at least that's the only thing that they're tying to her right now. I mean, if she's denying everything, who knows what else they're going to find? She's 26. She's probably just starting. It's probably just her first child, to be honest with you.
It's probably just her first eight black babies. You know,
like,
it won't be real how many more because she gets to 20 babies.
How many more did she do before she actually got caught, you know?
No, she was a fucking fry cook at the Krabby Patty or whatever the fuck that is. This bitch can't. I mean, who's giving out licenses to these people? Like, where's the licensing board who are giving out these licenses to fucking Jack in the Crack over here, fucking up babies' fingers and shit? What kind of crap is that, man? We ask more of the DMV people working at the fucking DMV than we do the nurses. It's ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. And you know how I know? Because I just had to go to the DMV. That's a whole nother podcast there, Luigi. I don't know. Anyway, we want to wrap it up in our conclusion for this, guys. Because I hate talking about it because the sensibility in me doesn't even want to believe that this is a real thing. I want to just push it off and be like, hey, maybe that's a learning experience, but I don't know what to learn from this. Aside from do better work when you're hiring people, ask questions, do background checks. Fucking who are the last five people you worked for? I mean, I don't think that someone like this should just start out in a hospital. I mean, they should go into a clinic first, and then we can see what the fuck they're doing with the babies in the clinic. You know, the little fucking urgent cares. But that is what it is. And guys, this is the higher point for today. Next, we'll explore the power and the limits of humor and tragedy with Gigi Luigi, of course. She's our co-host. Because while laughter can heal, it can also hurt. If used carelessly, stick around for that enlightening conversation. To our listeners, stay informed, stay vigilant, and let's continue pushing for a healthcare system that earns and deserves our trust and all of our millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that we pour into this fucking thing, and it's still broken on every fucking level. Did you have anything to add to conclude us?
Don't hurt babies, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we not do that?
You know, yeah, I didn't feel like I ever had to say that. But here we are. There's always that one idiot who, you know, now you ruined the fun for everybody. Now stop hurting babies.
Yeah, stop breaking babies like chicken bones. Like, what is fucking wrong with you? God.
You don't get a wish. You know, it's not wishbone. Oh my God. Sorry.
You don't get to break bones on wishes with babies. You psychopath.
I feel like it's like the opposite. It's like I want to break, you know, do the thing, do the whole thing, wish for $1 million. You know, well, now you have $2 million in debt. Ah, shit.
Like, ah, shit. I fucking went too far.
$2 million in debt. Went the wrong way.
Gigi, I don't know, man. I have so much empathy for the world and sympathy for the world that it really, my cup runs over on that situation. But I see shit like this and I'm like, we're fucking doomed. I mean, I don't know what to do with that. Out of all the weird shit that you could possibly do as a human being through your course of your whole life, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. But anyway,
you know what? You know what needs to happen? This is what we need to do with her. All right.
Yeah.
You need to get Mark Henry. Do you know who Mark Henry is? Yeah. Okay, Mark Henry. Yeah. Got to get Shelton Benjamin, Bobby Lashley. You know who these are?
Oh, wrestlers.
Yeah.
We need to break some of her bones. Her vagina bones.
We gotta get like The Rock involved. Roman Reigns.
Oh, The Rock involved. Come on, you know, fucking let's wake up Junkyard Dog. Well, wake him up. He's been dead for a while, but I mean, Junkyard Dog with that fucking chain and his fucking drag her ass. That's what they did to black people in Texas. They put a chain around you real quick and get you on that on that 250, drag you up the dirt highways. Why can't we do some old school justice on this bitch? I don't know, but I know it's Virginia.
I'm just saying, put her in the Hell in the Cell. Give them 2 hours. Make it a paper.
2 hours in the Hell in the Cell. Monday. Yeah, I'll wait for it.
I'd pay for that, man. Catch her on Netflix,
bro. Why don't we do that? Why don't
when
we
have something so heinous? All the money made can go to the families of, you know, the hurt baby.
Do you know how many people there's a lot of people who just need to see someone drugged down by a truck when they do something as heinous and disgusting as hurting a child? Like, but put them in the back of a fucking 2x4 truck. Like, you know those big ass those dualies? You know what I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
Put her ass in the back of a dually and let her drag her ass out. Fat bitch. Sorry, I didn't mean to curse. I did, because she's a fat bitch. All right, guys. So with all that being said, we have show notes to wrap up our show. And if you have situations going on and you don't know who to contact or call, we have some things that you can utilize for yourself. So our resources part of this episode is Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. You can reach them at 1-800-422-4453. The NICU Family Support, that's can be, you can reach them at handtohold.org. And the Zero Abuse Project at zeroabuseproject.org. Special thanks to our advocacy groups, healthcare professionals, and families who work tirelessly to protect the vulnerable. A special thanks to our sponsors, our guests, and you, our listeners. This has been the Higher Point, and of course the Higher Point is always going to be on Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. This podcast has been produced by BC Entertainment 2025. Until next time, I'm Mr. Villain with my forever co-host, Gigi Luigi. Stay informed, stay vigilant, guys. Thank you. Bye. Hey, guys, if you're still listening, this part of the show is called Bloopers, Outtakes, and Blunders. It's the behind the scenes of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Stuff you don't always hear. Stuff that didn't make it into the show. Stuff that's on the cutting room edge of our floors. Or you just hear us bantering about, talking about useless things that just didn't make the podcast showroom. But for the sake of argument, we just want you to be a part of our little family here. So this is where I'm going to put all those kinds of things at. Right after the podcast, for just a couple of seconds, you'll hear just stuff that doesn't make any sense. It's not the most glamorous moments, but you'll get to see us trip over our words, crack up mid-sentence, and sometimes just stare at the mic like we always do when we don't know where we're supposed to be or where our cues are. But anyway, take it for what it is. Have fun with it. We don't mind. Come on into our back room where we hide our blunders, our bloopers, and our edits. So enjoy the show, and we appreciate you guys. Have fun with it.
I forgot to plug the head jack in.
Well, yeah, you got to plug in all the pieces.
Yeah.
Come on, you're a veteran now. Now you know how to do this shit.
Well, yeah, it was troubleshooting. I had to go down all the steps. I got there.
Okay, hold on. I'm just getting the episode ready. Wait. That sounds like a bourbon cap. Are you drinking bourbon?
No, Sprite.
Oh, so there's this video that says that if you put any liquor you put into a Brita filter, it filters out the taste. And the guy proved it. Like, he proved his point. So I'm going to go buy another Brita filter and see if that works.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Because, you know, I mean, bottoms don't like the taste of alcohol. Well, some of them don't. Some of them are kind of manly. But I'm going to see if that works. You can write this over here. More depth of intelligence. Sorry, I'm taking too long. We just like to produce the best episodes ever.
You do, Bill.
Buddy. So how was your day today?
It's pretty good. I've been watching a lot of Batman and Superman movies.
What? Without me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I figured you would. I figured.
The cartoons on HBO Max are badass, bro.
Bro, I told you that. Well, no, I already knew. This is where we watch Scooby-Doo. Oh, did you watch Scooby-Doo with me?
No, it's Courage.
All that stuff's on there. Courage is on there. Mm-hmm. Everything. And then they own all the rights. I don't know if they own the rights, but they rented the rights to all the MCU cartoons.
I didn't know that.
Bro, everything's on that fucking thing. Anyway. All right, I think we're ready. Let me see here. So our topic, of course, is about this stupid fucking slut. I'm not going to hold back because I feel like this bitch needs it. She deserves it, fucking heathen. All right, let's see. Get up this.
Hold on, let me get this script up.
For monologue. I think we have enough vitriol in our hearts for this whore. This film whore. So what I, let me see, put this back here. Oh, so you were off today, right? That's a rare occurrence.
I mean, I could have gone into the store. One of my guys is in the hospital. So I was going to take a spot, but I need a day off, so I took a day off.
Take a day off? What the fuck, man? You're the boss. That's what I did. I came home today at 1 o'clock. I was like, I'm done. I'm over it today. And it's fucking freezing out here, dude. Like, the fuck, there's like, the clouds look like there's something coming. Not in a good way. It's like coming down. It's a big dark-ass cloud hanging over Austin. So, but it is what it is. Why is this fucking doing this? All right. Stop. Can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Why is it going down like that?
Wait, change up. What, the volume?
Yeah, the sound card just fucking sucks. That's what it is. I that bought I new sound cards, so I'm going to change them out. I'm going to change them out today. Is this what the fuck happens?
I keep moving away from the mic, too. I'm ready. We can start right now. I wasn't actively trying to speak into the mic.
Well, let me see. What is this one for? Do I have extra cords I don't need? Is that the charger? It sounds so much better without the charger. Well, I think it's charged enough. Okay. All right. So in, let me get this right here. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, and that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Stories unfold.